Some female inmates at the Tichita Correctional Institution are training to become welders. The women's prison near Fond du Lac also has a new state-staffed job center to help inmates search for work. The Evers administration says similar job centers are coming to two Milwaukee-area correctional facilities by the end of this year. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Warmbach has more on new attempts to help released inmates be ready for the workforce.
Most of the welding instruction at Tichita takes place in a new truck trailer called the Welding Mobile Lab. The Department of Corrections and Department of Workforce Development recently brought the trailer to the prison and contracted with Moraine Park Technical College to provide teaching. During a tour for the news media, inmate and student Miranda Watermolen stood in a welding booth wearing protective gear. She made the sparks fly as she connected two pieces of metal. Outside the trailer, Watermolen said as she's taken part in the 2.5-month training program and become more skilled, welding has become attractive.
I love the how primal it is, how hands-on and hot and dirty, and I like to be that woman working in a man's world.
And federal data show Watermolen would be entering a profession that's about 95% male. Watermolen says after being in Tichita for 19 months on a drug conviction, she's ready for a new start.
Drugs were a heavy part of my life, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to putting behind me with this. And it's something I've always wanted to do. My brother was a welder. I really looked up to him. He had everything he ever wanted. And then finally I was like, you know, all right, well, this is my opportunity.
Watermolen is scheduled to be released from Tichita early next year. Another inmate graduating from the welding program, Amanda Franzen, is due to be released this fall. Franzen says learning the trade makes her feel empowered.
You know, it wasn't something I ever thought I'd ever be doing, but like the blueprint reading, that was hard. And then I got a knack for it, and it's just like, oh, all right, I can do this.
Franzen is at Tichita for parole violations after a conviction for theft. She and the other handful of welding graduates will get job search help at the prison's new job center before getting out.
All right.
In the center, soon-to-be-released inmate Kaylee Selig types on a keyboard, searching for openings. She's not a welder. She has experience in factory jobs and the restaurant industry, but says she's pretty flexible on her next line of work. Selig, originally in prison for a drug violation, says the job center has helped her with her resume and with mock interviews. She says she's pretty confident about leaving Tichita with a job waiting.
This is my third time here, so this time I'm actually get to leave with something set up, you know? So I'm not just leaving with nothing and starting fresh out there. I'm leaving with a fresh start.
Selig says Tichita's social workers saw her potential and chose her for the job assistance. But she says too many inmates leave prison with nothing. That's a situation state officials say they hope to change. The legislature approved $1 million for two welding labs. It also okayed job centers at four correctional institutions. One opened at Oak Hill, a facility near Madison, earlier this year. Two more are scheduled to be added soon at the Milwaukee Women's Center and the Ellsworth Correctional Center near Union Grove. But there are more than 23,000 state inmates, and many will eventually be released. Plus, even if more are hired, there is the stark issue of recidivism. A 2016 study showed 25% to 30% of former Wisconsin inmates commit a new offense resulting in a conviction and prison sentence within 3 years of release. State Corrections Secretary Designee Kevin Carr says a good job can make a dent in those numbers.
I can certainly tell you that when a person has the opportunity for employment that provides them with a family-sustaining wage job and gives them a sense of self-worth that is really important for personal growth, it's the best antidote to recidivism.
The Department of Workforce Development says more businesses want to hire former inmates, saying there's a heightened sense of urgency with the state's workforce shortage. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.